Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Is Entrepreneurship Dead? The Truth About Startups in America by Scott A. Shane. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Preface. This is not the book I intended to write. About 2 years ago, I sent a proposal to William Frucht at Yale University Press for a book explaining why entrepreneurship in the United States was in long-term decline. After concluding a series of conversations with entrepreneurs, academics, government officials, media pundits, and representatives of major foundations that support economic development, I had become convinced that something was seriously wrong. The experts showed me evidence of a long-term decline in business formation and gave me earnest explanations of what had gone wrong. Each one encouraged me to investigate the problem and then write a book explaining the causes and offering his or her solution. It took me longer than expected to write this book because my initial premise was wrong. American entrepreneurship isn't in decline, but it has changed. The entrepreneurs, academics, government officials, media pundits, and economic development professionals I had spoken to were incorrect because they had looked at only a small part of the total picture. Because they often sought to advocate a particular set of policies, they had drawn conclusions from small bits of data. Examination of all of the data tells a far more complex story. The Twitter-length summary of my 2.5 years of investigation is this: entrepreneurship up, but new employers down. Existing small biz doing okay. Labor costs and chain growth to blame. If you think you can understand complex economic phenomena from tweets, save your money. Put the book back on the shelf. You have the answer. But for those of you who want to understand what has happened to entrepreneurship in America, listen on. It's an interesting and complex story, and one that few people in government, the media, or academia know. As someone whose job is to follow statistics on entrepreneurship intensively, I was surprised at where the data took me. I looked at statistics from the Internal Revenue Service, the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Census, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and many other sources. At first, they were a jumble of conflicting numbers, but eventually they began to tell a story. It wasn't the story I set out to tell. Once I had all the data patterns, I went back to all the theories the policymakers, academics, and media folks were proposing, and I compared the data to their explanations to see whether they could possibly be correct. In a few cases, they could. In most cases, they could not. The data were simply inconsistent with the explanation on offer. I ended up looking through many more data sources, articles, and books than I had intended. From that process, I discovered the work of several obscure researchers who had figured out what was happening when the rest of us were largely clueless. I am indebted to the authors of the surveys, research projects, books, and articles who gathered and summarized these answers. Their work was crucial to my effort to describe the reality of entrepreneurship and how it has changed. I had the great fortune of working with Mark Schweitzer at the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland and Ian Hathaway of Insight Economics, both of whom helped this book immensely. While an astute listener will see that I do not necessarily agree with everything these authors have written about entrepreneurship in recent years, their analysis of the topic has forced me to sharpen my own analysis and to look harder at what the data showed. Introduction. We Americans love entrepreneurs. As Malcolm Gladwell wrote, we see company founders like Sergey Brin, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, and Mark Zuckerberg as our new prophets. Gladwell aside, however, this attitude is not new. Entrepreneurship has been central to our nation since its inception. Entrepreneurs have played an important role in the development of new technology, the generation of wealth, and the creation of jobs, and have been a major reason other nations have looked to the United States as an example. As Alexis de Tocqueville wrote, not entirely approvingly, nearly 200 years ago, as one digs deeper into the national character of the Americans, one sees that they have sought the value of everything in this world only in the answer to this single question: how much money will it bring in? The importance of entrepreneurship to America means that those in Washington take very seriously any indication of weakness in its performance. Lately, many policymakers and pundits have become worried, They have seen evidence of stagnation, even a downturn in American entrepreneurialism. As David Burton, senior fellow in economic policy at the Heritage Foundation, told a congressional committee in 2015, entrepreneurship is in decline. Americans, it appears, are not starting new businesses with paid employees at the rate they once did, at least according to several data sources. For instance, the formation of new employers, the term the Census Bureau has given to companies with paid workers, has fallen below its replacement rate. Since 2008, according to Census Bureau records, the number of employer businesses shutting down each year has exceeded the number formed. If entrepreneurship were in decline, the implications could be enormous. Shrinking entrepreneurship could mean a more rigid economy, one less able to respond to shocks. Older firms are less flexible than new firms. They cannot hire and fire as quickly or shift direction as easily. A reduction in entrepreneurial activity could thus make it more difficult for the economy to respond to changes. New technology might spread through the economy more slowly. Labor markets might adapt less well to recessions and recover more slowly during expansions. New employers are a key source of job creation. If American entrepreneurs are founding fewer new companies, then the economy might be producing fewer jobs, leading to less employment in the long run. The opportunity to start companies plays an important social and economic role. Starting a business has historically been a key avenue for getting ahead for those not born wealthy. A big decline in employer firm formation might mean a dramatic cut in class mobility. Janet Yellen, the chair of the Federal Reserve, does not say very much about entrepreneurship and how it affects economic mobility, but occasionally she addresses the topic. In October 2014, at the Conference on Economic Opportunity and Inequality in Boston, Yellen highlighted the adverse effects a decline in entrepreneurship could have on economic mobility. The ownership of private businesses is a significant source of wealth and can be a vital source of opportunity for many households to improve their economic circumstances and position in the wealth distribution. It appears that it has become harder to start and build businesses. The pace of new business creation has gradually declined over the past couple of decades. One of the hallmarks of entrepreneurship is its ability to create many Horatio Algers. Only a small fraction of new employers grow and generate wealth for their founders. If that fraction remains roughly constant, yet the number of companies formed declines, it could mean less economic mobility. Fewer successful new businesses could mean fewer people riding them up the economic ladder. Moreover, economic mobility does not just come from high-growth companies. Entrepreneurship offers a tax-favored way to earn a living and lets people boost their incomes by increasing the amount they work. Even founders of small businesses that never grow often move from poor to middle class. Another reason policymakers should be concerned about a potential decline in entrepreneurship is that new business creation is important to economic productivity. Productivity, the ability to generate more output from a given amount of inputs, is a key way for an economy to improve living standards, and investing in machinery and equipment boosts productivity. New technologies and equipment allow businesses to produce more output for each hour of worker labor. Entrepreneurship plays an important role in generating capital investment. New businesses tend to make larger investments in capital equipment and structures than comparably sized companies already in operation because these investments are necessary to get businesses going. If entrepreneurship were to decline, businesses might engage in less capital investment, which in turn would reduce productivity growth. New businesses also tend to be created with current technology, which generally yields higher productivity than older technology. A decline in new businesses could also mean a decline in innovation. Not all new technologies are developed by new and small companies, of course, but many are. Small firms produce more new product innovations per dollar of research and development expenditure and per employee than large firms. These innovations are, of course, a key to productivity growth. When a small company comes up with a new product or service, the personal computer or the electronic spreadsheet, that advancement contributes to productivity. In contrast, businesses that die are generally the least productive. Companies that
sample complete. Ready to continue?